Hello, this is Mary Lindo. I'm so glad you're listening to this podcast today, and my prayer is that you will be inspired, challenged, and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Sit back now with a cup of tea or your favorite coffee and listen to what the Lord has to say to us today.
John 5:30. But I do nothing without consulting the Father. I judge as I am told. And my judgment is absolutely just because it is according to the will of God who sent me. It is not merely my own. So, do you now see how I, your Savior, receive my power, my grace, and heavenly insights? I do nothing, absolutely nothing, without the input of my Father's voice. He and I are one in thought, action, and judgment. I am challenging you and those who claim to walk in the supernatural privilege of hearing my voice to consult me on every level. I will only advise in accordance to my Father's voice and will in all of your affairs in life. As you learn the joyful discipline of only heeding the voice of the Master Shepherd, you will find a pattern of absolute security surrounding you. My ways and thoughts are so much higher than yours because they come from the eternal voice of love, created and sent down. My Father, your Father. The mystery of the Godhead is not so difficult when you understand unity in thought, action, and purpose. As a child of God who knows my voice, and as one whom has known my divine presence, what else is there to do but to praise me? Praise! It is the perfume of heaven. Isaiah 38:19. The living, they praise you as I am doing today. Yes, praise me for as long as you live. You were created to praise me in this life and in the life yet to come. When the weariness of life and the dustiness of the road you travel on become too overwhelming, too taxing, remember, you are living in a great time of harvest. Praise me. When the time comes for you to take your final breath, the days of your life which have all been numbered, then you will step into a new dimension of praising me. Bring with you the praise tokens of your life. The words you have spoken about me have been recorded, for you see, your praises have been written down in my book. Trust, the issue that everyone on earth deals with day in and day out. Putting your trust in things that last for only a season or a few years can be very risky and very disappointing. I have told my people to trust in me with all of their heart, and I will make their paths straight. Yet, continually, they put their trust in people and idols made of gold, money. They put their trust in positions of power and in themselves. Lasting blessings can only come from trusting in me. The real issue is that you don't really think that I will do what I say I will do. So, you need to take it into your own hands. When you finally lay down your need to control the universe and those all around you and trust in me, then you will be blessed. Blessed with safety, peace of mind, and above all, blessed by my pleasure in your resting in my plan. Psalms 84:12. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in thee. Let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Song of Songs 2:14. This is the heart cry of those who know that nothing else in life can truly satisfy them. My voice and the looking at my face causes a deep peace and rest to nestle into their souls. It is like music to the ears when my voice is heard like a melody from heaven. Ever so true in pitch and in message, My face is full of compassionate expression and tenderness. Look at me. Seek me in prayer. Prayer is an intimate time of communication between you, my bride, and I. As we look intently into spiritual dimensions together, we will delight over the Father who proved his divine love to us and through us. All you need to do to see my face and to hear my voice is to ask me to speak to you and to show myself to you. Why are you so afraid? I am not a man who will lie or make false promises. My beloved, risk everything. Come closer to the flame of my spiritual passion. Just ask.
If you have any desire to see or hear more messages, you certainly can go to my website at www.marylindo.com and there are free resources there. You are also welcome to go to my podcast at Podbean under Mary Lindo and listen to these all as audio files. And again, they're there in written form. I thank you again, and I bless you this year with the grace and mercy of Jesus, and surely goodness and mercy will follow you. Goodbye for now.